welcome to the Inspirational, Informational, and Transparent Aviation Careers Podcast. You know, if you're looking to accelerate your career and training, there are two pilots, Sean and Mike, from the Pro Pilot Playbook, who want to help you. Today, we'll speak with Sean and Mike about completing your training fast, cheap, and correctly. But before we start that, talking about cheap, one of the best ways to do your training cheaply is by using our scholarships guide. And our sponsor today, the law offices of Robert M. Strumer, LLC, is giving away 100 of those scholarships guides. Please, if you use one and use that coupon code STRUMERLAW, say thanks and go to www.strumerlaw.com and say thank you for the scholarships guide. Strumer Law actually has many various avenues in their aviation practice, but they do mostly AFA investigations, pilot medical certification, and you can find them again at www.strumerlaw.com. Again, use that coupon code Strumer Law. And by the way, if the Strumer Law coupon codes are gone, you can go to aviationcareerspodcast.com/payitforward. We always have sponsors that are adding more scholarships, guys, as we go. $10 is all it is. It's updated once a month, and there's over $120 million in scholarships out there that you can get for your private, instrument, commercial, CFI, II, 737 type ratings, and 320 type ratings. Anyway, let's get on with the show. Like I said, if you're somebody that wants to actually complete your training both fast, cheap, and correctly, I have somebody here, two people actually, Mike and Sean from the Pro Pilot Playbook, and they are truly inspirational folks. Mike, Sean, thanks so much for coming on the show today.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
You know, you guys have a really interesting story, and one of the things, before we start talking about the Pro Pilot Playbook, I really want to discuss how you guys got into aviation. Maybe a quick, short, you know, message as to why you did it and what you loved the most about it. Mike, we'll start with you.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah, I'm one of these guys. I think it was kind of born in my blood. I don't know. Ever since I was a little kid, I was making paper airplanes and flying them, and then of course, then building plastic models. Then that got into flying models. I got real heavy into radio control. I think, did you do that, Carl?
Absolutely. Radio control, I did, and the simulators. I wasn't as advanced as you. I've seen some of your radio-controlled airplanes. I wish I got to that level.
Yeah, I got real into it, man. Like, you know, probably about when I was 12 to 16, 17, 18, I was building them, you know, big quarter-scale planes and flying them around and just an airplane nerd. And then I grew up in Cincinnati, and my dad taught at the University of Cincinnati, and they were just starting a new aviation program through Sporty's Pilot Shop, who's based in Cincinnati. They started a kind of a combined flight school and college program. So I went through that and then just had a great ride, worked at just different corporate operators in Cincinnati, flying, you know, King Airs and then some Pistons. And then Sean and I are both from Cincinnati. We crossed paths early on. He checked me out when I had a private license at another airport because I wanted to rent from there. And then we reunited when we first got, well, it was my first jet job. He was already at an airline. I'll let him share that story. But we started at a big fractional company locally here that has now been merged and out of business. So we started flying business jets together then, and then kind of transitioned out of the 135 on-demand charter go-go-go thing into some cushier corporate jobs, and that's what I do now. I fly a Challenger now for a local management company.
So what's your favorite thing about flying the Challenger or just flying in general?
Oh man, you know, people ask me that, and I and this is not a generic answer, but I really love every aspect of the business. I love the planes. I love flying jets. But you know, I also love the lifestyle. I love the travel. I love the places you go, going and seeing new things and trying new food and things like that. And then I call myself kind of a vacation tester. I get to go to all these nice places and then try them out and see if I want to come back on vacation and bring my family or tell my friends about it. So that is one of my, you know, favorite things about the job. But as you could say, Carl, it's just hard to pinpoint. It's just been an amazing career.
Well, absolutely. That's wonderful. I love the testing, the vacations. I do the same. I think that's a wonderful idea. Sometimes you don't want to tell anybody about those secret places because you don't want everybody to find out about them. That's for sure.
That's right.
Well, Sean, how about you? You got into corporate aviation also, but where did you get your start?
Well, you know, just like many of us grew up, you know, staring at airplanes. That's the only thing I have ever wanted to do, is something to do with aircraft. And I've always considered myself lucky that I was the little boy that grew up getting to do what he wanted to do when he was little. I did the same thing, whatever the RC airplanes, all. It's kind of funny, you know, as you talk to pilots, we're all into the same stuff, boats, motorcycles, you know, anything loud and fast. It's I've always thought that was interesting. We share a lot of the same personality types. After high school, I went in the Air Force, as enlisted in the Air Force to get money for college, thinking I was going to stay in the Air Force. I wanted to fly that inventory, you know, get in a fighter or something. After I was in there, and I was a survival instructor in the Air Force. After I was in there and, you know, my job was dealing with the crew members, I realized that it isn't, you know, all a big Top Gun movie. You know, it's not, you know, anything like the movies. and decided to get out and chase it down from a, you know, the civilian world, civilian side. And went to... did the flight instructing. I ended up at my first airline, Great Lakes, in a Beech 1900. Then September 11th happened, and I was right back to flight instructing. And then ended up with ASA. Well, I flew freight in the middle of the night for a while, single pilot freight and various stuff. And then ended up at ASA and the RJ. And then... I was going through CVG Airport on my way home, airline and home, and I ran into some of my old colleagues I used to fly freight with, and they were wearing a full-on Delta uniform. And, you know, I don't know how much we should get into, actually, the Mike just said an operator. But, yeah, that was where Mike and I reunited. We had met back when we were flight instructing and then ran into each other at a jet job together. And that's cool. And then I transitioned. I kind of stayed in the corporate world after that. I realized that, I don't know, I really enjoy, instead of the mission being a schedule, the mission is whatever the owner wants to do. And one day it's mountains, the next day it's the beach, or it's the business deal. And your job is to figure out how to get them there. And I love our sliver of the business here in this corporate aviation.
So what's your favorite part about actually flying and the actual job itself?
You know, this is something Mike said, and he said this years ago. And since he said it, it's made me realize, every time it happens now, it's made me realize more and more that this may be my favorite part. Of course, the travel's great. Like tomorrow I'm heading to Jamaica. You know, all that kind of stuff's great. But I think one of the things I love most about my job is taking off on a windy, blistery, cold, snowy day in Cincinnati, landing in Florida, and cracking the door of that jet open and that warm, moist air hitting you in the face.
It doesn't get much better than that. Unless you're Carl and you just moved to Florida.
I just moved to Florida. But that's the beauty of the job. You can live just about anywhere you want. But, you know, it's funny because so I'll add to this whole thing here. I should answer. My favorite thing is getting to meet people and actually experiencing all those places. I have to say, as I've gotten older, that's become the big one, is I go to cities and now I start connecting with people and absolutely love that and learn so much about people's cultures and about areas and the history and stuff like that. But definitely, so for me, it's going further south towards the equator. That's what I like to do because it's like really cold here. It was like 54 degrees or something this morning. And so I usually have to go further south to get a little bit warmer. You acclimatize, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Some terrific stories, though, guys. I think we all – can resonate with the fact that we love aviation and we want to get into this. And, you know, some of the reasons are different. For me, I just wanted to fly all the time. But, you know, a lot of times people, obviously doing the career coaching, people ask, you know, how do I go from point A to point B? There's many ways to do that. But one of the things I think that's really important to know is that no matter what, there are certain things you have to have to get hired by an airline and just about anybody. But there's many ways to get there, and doing it most efficiently, I think, is really important. And I think that's what spurred you to do this project, the Pro Pilot Playbook, because as I've been frustrated by a lot of what's out there, and I even have family members trying to make this decision as to whether to get into aviation, it's like, gosh, it's really frustrating to see all the information out there. But you've done something different. You've put together a course to teach people how to get there from point A to point B efficiently and less expensively. So tell us a little bit about the Pro Pilot Playbook, and without me just putting the words in your mouth, why'd you guys start this?
Well, it started from just over the years, over and over again, and I'm sure you guys have both had this too. You know, people find out you're a pilot, you know, and then you get the phone call from a neighbor or your aunt or something. Hey, little Billy's thinking about being a pilot. You got any advice for him? Because, you know, the guidance counselor's telling him he should do this and this. You know, and there was a rash of these things that came in, like three or four of them back to back one time. And I'm like, holy crap, you know what? If I just sat down and wrote down I do have a lot of like little nooks and cranny, you know, cheats or hacks, or not a cheat, that's the wrong word, but, you know, little tidbits of information that could actually help somebody. Because if you just willy-nilly walked into your local airport and said, I want to be a pilot, you know, you could or could not, you could end up going down a path that's going to cost you a whole bunch more money than necessary and a whole bunch of time that's unnecessary. And that's basically where the birth of the Pro Pilot Playbook came from.
We were just passionate too, Carl, on getting the word out about the pilot shortage. You know, we started this about 5 years ago, and it was just staggeringly different than when we started flying. And we've had a wonderful career, and it's like, oh my gosh, people don't understand the demand for pilots right now, and how good it is, and how good of a career it is. And, you know, we need to get the word out that anyone can do this if they put their mind to it, and the opportunity is unprecedented. It's just really just nobody really knows about it. And you know, a lot of pilots, when you talk to them, they have a close friend or a family member or their father or something was a pilot, and that's how they got into it. But the average person, they don't know, you know. And if you get to your you go to your computer and you Google how to be a pilot, all you get is flight schools, you know, and it's like, well, what kind of flight school should I go to? How should I do my training? What kind of plane should I train? All those kind of things. So, you know, we created the podcast to help with that, just like you have. And then the course just organizes everything, and some people want it. I mean, all the information that's in our course can be found if you sift through hours of YouTube videos, but we just kind of lay it all out in a neat fashion on how to, it's an 8-hour course on exactly what to do is basically what that is. And then I think you've gotten into this too. We've really having a great time. We got into this live coaching thing, which is really fun. We basically hop on a Zoom call with our members once a week, and then they can ask any questions. And the really neat part about it is it's starting to generate kind of a mind of its own, that the other students are helping the other students. It's sharing their experience and everything. We're really having a lot of fun. But the big thing, just like you, Carl, we wanted to promote the business, and we love talking about it. We love flying, and we love the emails and the comments. I mean, every day, it's literally almost every hour, someone's either commenting or emailing us and saying, hey, I had this dead-end job, I got started, you really helped me move. And that's just,
it's just really fulfilling. Yeah, it's
absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the cool thing about this is that, like, when I got started with the Aviation Careers podcast, there weren't many people doing it. Now, finally, people are out there saying, hey, guys, you know, there's a shortage, but there's going to be a shortage for many, many years going forward. But there, and a better way to say it, there's going to be a lot of opportunity, period.
Right.
And, but there's so many people out there trying to sell you so many things. And the one thing I like about your ProPilot playbook is it actually tells you how to do things efficiently. But the other thing is you have to have proof. And that's what's neat about that. And that's what's neat about getting together in groups and discussing this and not just the one-on-one coaching. And, you know, one of the things that I think people need to know is it is possible. You know, when I tell people that, you know, I got my multi-engine commercial and my multi-CFI in 3 days, they all think I'm nuts. But right. when I tell people, hey, look, other people have done it too, and this is how. That's what kind of something like mm-hmm. this does. Going back to what you said about it, it's 8 hours long. Now, what type of format is the course in?
It's a online video course, and it's not just there's actually 40 some videos. It's a little over 8 hours. It's closer to 9 hours of video content. But there's also downloadable stuff. You also get access to it's a separate site. You get a login to a list, a searchable database of every Part 91 and 135 operators aircraft in the U.S. And so you can find one of the strategies we teach is getting in the right seat of a jet early on.
Absolutely.
You know, like when you should probably be a CFI, you can get in the right seat of a jet. And we teach people how to do that, from how to have the conversation to tracking these people down. You can use this list to do that. There's examples of a resume. You know, the program starts with basically somebody not knowing the front of an airplane from the back of an airplane, how certification works, you know, the regulation portion of, you know, learning to fly, to maximizing your CFI certificate, to applying for your first job and how to do it, to maximizing or getting in the right seat of the jet, to, you know, on to applying at airlines or corporate operators. It's an all-inclusive, basically, how to be a pilot in a box, except for how to manipulate the controls. It's how to manipulate your career, basically.
Yeah, that's a great description.
Yeah, we do have a really brief overlay of basic aerodynamics and things, so that when you walk into your first flight lesson, it's designed for, I've never been in a plane before, I don't know what to expect, and it kind of talks about stalls and some basic traffic pattern stuff and radio communications. That way, you know, when you show up there, you have some kind of idea. But yeah, it's not like a King video on how to fly a plane
or
anything like that. But yeah, a little bit unique. But yeah, we're having fun doing it. That's for sure.
Yeah, that's the best part, is having fun and changing lives. So this ProPilot playbook, there's a course. Now, how about afterwards? Say someone needs more help. Do you have any other services?
Yeah, actually, we have we have some new stuff that's about to launch. We're you know, I'm sure the term accelerated training has come up, you know, and even some of the big box flight schools like ATP and stuff, you know, I think they refer to themselves as accelerated, but in my mind, they've never really been accelerated. Accelerated to me means a 3-day commercial certificate, a 10-day instrument certificate, a 21-day private. So we're actually, I'm about halfway done with it right now, more than halfway. We're going to be selling on our site the lesson plans or a course plan to do a 10-day instrument, a 3-day commercial. So basically, you can buy this plan, and there's an instructor copy and a student copy, and you can walk into your mom and pop flight school and book the airplane and the instructor out for 10 days and hand this piece of paper to your instructor and say, this is what we're doing. And you can turn your local yokel flight school into an accelerated school. That's one of the things we're getting ready to launch here. Yeah.
So with that said, you know, the one thing that a lot of times I get from people is that, do I need a degree in aviation to fly? And I tell people it's you can get a degree in aviation. But, you know, right, the most important thing is flight time. And the proper type of flight time. And that's something that I think that is good about this as far as the ProPilot playbook. And looking at kind of like we call it the pilot shortage. We've had an issue with having certified pilots for a long, long time now. Is that, you know, this will teach you to get to that level of certification and get hired, and even before someone's even finished their degree. So, yes, it's nice to have a degree, But I tell you what, I have a lot of folks at the airlines that are working on their degrees right now and flying an Airbus. You know, they actually never got their degree until they got their rating in the Airbus. So something important to know there, and I get this question all the time is, you know, should I go to a four-year college? Yeah, absolutely. I think it's great for you. I mean, one of the advantages of learning is the fact that it makes you a more well-rounded person, and that's really important. But if you're just focusing on the flying job, and I'd like to hear your comment on that, the biggest thing is flight time.
Right.
So what is your opinion on that, what I just said?
Mike, you want to take this one? This is one of our big things. You know, we talk about this in the course. We've done episodes on our show about this as well. What do you think, Mike? You got it?
We don't preach that you should get a degree at all, and we agree with you 100%. I mean, the demand is so high. None of the airlines now are requiring four-year degrees, and it's all based on timing and seniority. And literally, it could be the difference of millions of dollars in lifetime earnings by delaying your career now to get a degree. I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but it's certainly not necessary. And you know, it's not something that we advocate.
Right. The whole idea is, if you, just like you just said, Carl, if your mission in life is to be an airline pilot, you're not trying to be a test pilot at Boeing or aspirations of going to work for SpaceX or something or military, bypass the degree. You are literally delaying everything for 4 years and you're going to be behind your peers.
So with that said, the one advantage to getting any, because I don't want to say it's bad to have a degree. The one advantage to having a degree, you know, as people know, I do a lot of training at the airlines, is it teaches you how to study. And you'll learn those skills, hopefully, with proper training, going through your private instrument commercial. And sometimes some people need that formality. But if you go to the right school and you have the right instructor, they can actually teach you how to study and how to prepare. And that's one of the bonuses. So I don't want to get the hate mail like, oh, you're against college. No, of course. I love college, and I love the degree. I had so much fun in college. It was a blast.
Right.
I mean, the biggest thing about college, I think, is socialization. I think that's important for people, is socialization.
Yeah,
but you can get that in many, many different ways. And I love what you said. If you're wanting to become an engineer, then you're going to need a degree in engineering. If you want to become a pilot, you're going to need licenses and certificates and flight time. That is absolutely important. I love also what you guys said about getting in the right seat of a jet. And one of the reasons I was able to get into an airline, into a job so quickly, is the fact that I got in the right seat of a turbine aircraft, a turbojet, and that really helps you move forward in your career. With all that said, let's talk a little bit about what we call the pilot shortage. And I've always talked about, you know, people that don't have the qualifications. There is a lack of qualified pilots. There is going forward. All the numbers are out there. But with all that said, I think sometimes we realize that there's a lot of people out there that are against us talking about the shortage. And we've seen this in the news. So we got to be kind of navigate around that with certain large organizations. So what would you say to those people that say there is no such thing as a pilot shortage?
Well, I love this question. We get this a lot. Actually, we just had we're invited on Sporty's Pilot's Discretion podcast to answer this exact question last week. It hasn't aired yet, but in order to answer it, and Sean's heard me say this like a broken record, not to say a story of, hey, when we went to school, it was uphill both ways and the snow and the sleet in the lane, but it really, really illustrates, you know, where we're at right now in the industry. So when Sean and I came up in the mid-90s, the demand for pilots was terrible. I mean, to say the least. I mean, really, really bad. And we were just like your viewers at this time watching this podcast. We were trying to collect information and figure out, you know, if this is something we should get involved with. Of course, the internet wasn't there then, but we were collecting and talking to pilots and trying to figure out if we want to spend all this money and embark on this career. Just to give you an idea, when you got your CFI, your goal was at this time, this was in the 90s, to get on at Comair. That was the largest commuter. It was a wholly owned subsidiary of Delta Airlines. They were the largest operator of regional jets. They switched to an all-jet jet fleet. At that time, they needed like 5,000 hours total time. They wanted 1,500 hours of multi. The starting pay was $22,000 a year for a first officer. And what they did was, this was a professional training program with their simulators. If you were hired, you had to pay for it. It was $18,500. You had to pay your employer back for the training, double occupancy in hotel rooms. I mean, you name it. They were doing anything. So your first year, you only made like $4,000. And it was so hard to get hired there. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was ridiculous. And the thought of working at a major at that time, you know, we all dreamed about it, but we didn't even know, you know, if that was even a possibility. It was so competitive. And the reason I bring that up now is now, obviously, people are saying, oh, Delta scaled back their hiring by 1,000 pilots, but they're still going to hire 900. It's like, dude, I mean, this is crazy. Delta went like 12 years without hiring a single pilot, you know? So the market conditions now, the people are saying, oh, it's slowed down. I mean, we had a guest on our podcast, Jamal, great guy. He went through the program at ATP. It's an unbelievable story. But he's talking about these incentives that they have. Frontier Airlines will interview you right when you get your CFI, and then they'll give you a stipend while you're a flight instructor. And then when you get your 1,500 hours, they give you a $50,000 sign-on bonus. It will help offset all your training costs. I mean, crazy, staggeringly different than where we are right now. So yes, okay, say there's a 30% slowdown like people are seeing, you know, hearing in the news or something. It's still a 30% of a lot is still great, yeah, right? So and to put a bow on all this, and I love saying this, and Sean can comment on this too, because I know his opinion, because we've talked about this so much, but the conditions were so bad when we started. It was so hard to get a job. It was even hard to find a CFI job after you got your yep license. And we flew junk airplanes and clawed our way and made no money, often did extra jobs to, you know, support ourselves because we weren't making enough flying. And still, after all that, we would not trade anything. And I think most pilots had started there for a different career. It was still so much fun, the people we met, even though we weren't in the experiences we had and everything. So for a person watching this now and saying, I don't know, it's slowing down, I wonder if it'll be worth it. Well, most people that we knew that came up during that time didn't regret a single thing. So certainly your viewers right now won't regret jumping in.
Absolutely. And that's really well put, because, you know, and they knew back then that it paid off in the long term. And that's something else to really point out, I think, is the fact that even if there's any kind of a slowdown, is you're doing this because you're passionate about it and you want to do it for the next 10, 20, 30 years. If you're just looking at getting hired by an airline in the next year or so, that's not the way to look at it. Look at it as a career choice. It's not just yeah what's happening today. And that's really important, because you cannot predict the future. And yes, I don't have it with me, but I have my aviation crystal ball. It's in my other office. And it does predict many things. It does say that in the next 20 years, we'll probably have a recession. And it's been right just about every 20 years. And that's just like I jest. But the thing is that we can't predict the future. I will tell you one thing, though. I can predict if you're going to get hired. If you're not building hours, you're not going to get hired. You need to build those hours.
Great
and build
advice
them quickly. But this is one thing that I love the fact you guys are coming on, because I want to get that message out there, and I think it's really important. What you talked about, seniority, is very important. I did a video many years ago talking about don't make the $2 million mistake in your career, and it really can be that $2 million building up to that. It's right. It is quite amazing. I love what you said about when it was so hard to get hired. Being a student of the Comm Air Academy.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the day, it was, you know, 10,000 hours, 3 moon landings, and a perfect tan. That's how you got on with American Airlines.
Sure.
All that is gone. And nowadays, it's regular people can get in. And just to add to that, as far as the hours and whether you can make it or not, the airline that I work for, we have this program where we bring in people through a cadet type of program. And I have people that were in a Cherokee, and now I'm teaching them how to land a 320, an Airbus 320. And I tell you what, it works. It works because they're trained efficiently and well. And a little bit has to do with talent, but we, you know, in the beginning, you can figure out if this is for you or not. But I tell you what, it can happen and you can do it. I think that's one of the things that you guys promote. And that's one thing I love about your podcast and things like that. As a matter of fact, where is the podcast? Where can they find that?
It's on basically everything that and YouTube, but you can even ask the Amazon Alexa to play it.
Pro Pilot Playbook.
Yeah.
Awesome. Pro Pilot Playbook. Awesome. So as far as someone getting started today, let's talk a little bit about that because there's a lot of bad news. I think you've already mentioned this, but what is Mike, I'll have you start up. What's one nugget of advice you give to somebody that's starting off today in this career path?
Well, I think the thing I always preach is taking action. Mm-hmm. And it's so simple, but it's not said enough. Not doing something is doing something. I mean, you know, and we all do it, but there's people that are consuming all this content. They probably saw every episode on your channel, Carl, and they're waiting for everything to be perfect. They're waiting for, you know, this promotion at work so they get their bonus check or maybe things, their kids to be out of the house maybe, and then that will pay for their college. And, you know, sooner or later, you're just going to wake up and the great Jim Rome says, in a living where you don't want to live, driving a car you don't want to drive, wearing what you don't want to wear, you know, you got to just get out there and do it. And yes, it's better to go to this school or that school, and it's better to train faster instead of once a week and all of that. But if you get caught down over the axle in this complexity, you'll never start. And you really need to start. That's yeah. My advice.
Mike and I, that's one thing, you know, we kind of use the podcast for motivation. We feel like we're, you know, motivating people to do something and whatever. Sure, there's some nuts and bolts type of stuff in it, like that's in the program. But for the most part, we like motivating people with it. And that's what I'm always saying. You know, we're both saying take action. My words I'm always using are get in the car and drive to the airport. Just go over there, talk to somebody.
Makes sense. And I tell you, that is the biggest thing, is motivating yourself and to move forward. And that's one of the reasons I wanted you guys to be on the show, is because I think you're very motivational and you've really inspired a lot of folks along the way. And hats off to what you guys have done with the Pro Pilot Playbook. Obviously, you can find it at ProPilotPlaybook.com. But, you know, guys, I would love to have you guys back on again, because I think you guys are really inspirational. If you're looking at moving into this as a career, I think it's really a good idea to get advice from people who have done it. And there's a lot of news out there, a lot of negative news. One of the reasons I wanted to have you guys on is to talk about, you know, don't worry about today. You know, you just keep doing what you're doing, take action. And I think that's incredibly important. Anything else you wanted to add as far as Pro Pilot Playbook and your podcast? And I think you mentioned what's coming up here, and as far as the career is concerned, because one of the things I'd love to do at some point is not in this episode, but have you guys back on to talk about the whole corporate life and what that's about.
Sure,
that'd be great.
Yeah, we can do that.
No, I'm real happy, Carl, and Sean, unless you have anything to add, we want to thank you for being on. We'd love to have you on our channel, and we got a lot of crossover and viewership. Mm-hmm. and I think we both have different perspectives from the corporate side versus airline side, so it's just great to do this collaboration.
Absolutely. This was awesome, Carl. Thank you for having us.
Well, thanks for coming on, guys. Again, you can find that at ProPilotPlayBook.com. They have a terrific product out there, inspirational podcast. And I think the most important thing is just growing this community. And there's more perspective you can get on this job as a pilot. I think it's better for you in making your decision. But the most important thing you can do for me is to take action. Take one step today to move forward in your career. It may be something like just going out there and researching the different jobs, checking out the Pro Pilot Playbook, or picking up one of those scholarships guys and figuring out how you can pay for your training. And by the way, you can get it for free going to aviationcareerspodcast.com/payitforward. And that is something that you can do right now. When you hit stop, you stop listening to this, or you stop watching us here on YouTube, is take action today. Move forward with your career by just doing something. Take one step today for me and for everybody else here on the podcast, for Sean, for Mike. Take one step today to move forward in your career and in your life. And I know you're going to get there sooner than you think. Well, we'll talk to you next episode. Safe flying, everyone.